Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Atlanta, you want answers? Yeah, you're probably not going to get the answers. We're going to ask the questions, though. We're live at Falcons headquarters. It's Dukes and Bell. It's a very special week and a few extra days as Carl's taking some vacay. It's Mike Bell and friends, and today, filling in for Carl, it is one Bo Morgan. From the morning shift, it is Squid Bizzle.
Thank you. Hold the applause, please.
As he's rolling in. We like to start every hour, every show with a big hearty, hey, man! Day-Day's here at the headquarters of the Falcons, and we got Big O back at the ranch in Midtown. Yeah, we'll talk to Raheem Morris. Chris Lindstrom's the player guest. Wes Drewham's going to join us. And even though it's not the same kind of signing day, still is signing day. Rusty Mansell will wrap it up for us at 5:20 on what happened. And real quick, Georgia, you think Kirby still at the end of the day was blindsided by the Curtis move?
If he was, Mike,
never gonna tell us.
He really isn't on social media, because there's no way that had been out there for quite a while, that it was rumored, and then, you know, what Curtis denied it, and then it just came to fruition. So I don't believe so. I find it hard to believe that someone is on top of everything as Kirby Smart is blindsided by most anything.
Right. But as you know, I heard Rusty this morning talking with Sandra Golden. You know, it's kind of the 11th hour. And look, Puglisi is still a highly rated guy, and you're hoping that Puglisi stays. And, you know, it sounds like everything I've heard he's going to. So you don't have to worry about that, because Gunner will be the starter next year. But it's just kind of funny. Once again, after all the 5-star juice, it'll be the undersized, plucky white guy. And I know that, yes, I know, whereas Carl and I joked yesterday, Jared Curtis is a white guy from Nashville. But we're talking about the 5-star, you know, the all-American juice that Kirby just seems to find elusive.
And it also kind of fits the Saban, Kirby Smart type of court. Now, it's obviously changed through the years, right? But, mm-hmm. I mean, does Gunnar Stockton not remind you of a grittier, tougher, in some ways, not always, because I thought Stetson Bennett was pretty tough himself, but he reminds you of a Stetson Bennett type quarterback.
Right.
That's what works. Nothing flashy. Don't put the game at risk. Just make smart plays. He can make plays. He's perfect for Georgia.
Now, one of the surprises, and now if you follow recruiting, it's not a surprise. I don't follow recruiting because it's just not the same as it used to be.
Yeah.
With all these different periods, and I do agree. I thought Lewis Riddick had a great tweet, I think it was on Monday, saying they've got to completely restructure the way the calendar year works for the NCAA, because, you know, the idea that Lane Kiffin would abandon a team because he's got to get a jump start on another team while he's got a team which has got the best chance to win a championship in its history.
Yeah, and he's never won a thing as a head coach. It's a really good point. I don't know how you do it. Mike Johnson and I have talked about this ad nauseum on and off the air on the morning shift, and I've said this too, but how? Because of enrollment, these kids are graduating early. They want to early enroll. It seemed to be a good thing for these players with the guys that have done it at a high rate. How do you change it? You're already right. Moving it a little bit. I say go back to February. I think the thing in December is garbage anyways, but then the transfer portal wants changed. You got that down to once a year. I don't know what else you can do.
I mean, you can still – you're the NCAA. I mean, and it's funny because they're trying to flex as they've become more and more marginalized. I wouldn't mind even making it to February 1. Super Bowl week as it used to be, you know, back in the day, and just kind of standardize it. And then, you know, you got to come up with some kind of guardrails about transfers. That's a bit more nebulous. But the story today. Georgia's hanging in there at number 3 based on everything we're seeing. Ole Miss is up to 6 in recruiting. Notre Dame dropped to 10. Alabama's at 8. And there's the college football rankings. We'll talk about the actual rankings of the rivals. Rivals has got USC number 1 in recruiting. We will get to that next segment, talking about what the college football playoff committee did. But I was a little surprised. You know, a guy, Lincoln Riley, we haven't really talked about. They kind of came on strong. They did get beat by Oregon the other day. But USC has the number 1 recruiting class right now.
Yeah, did you hear all the rumors at Florida that the fan base was irate because they heard Lincoln Riley wanted to get out? It was never a thing, yet not to mention his buyout. He's actually – USC's quietly had another good year. They had, you know, I think they lost 4 games in the Big Ten, or maybe 3 games. It wasn't that bad, but the reality is Lincoln Riley is probably in the best place for him as far as – you know, I don't know. You think about trench play. He's not a guy that wanted any part of what the SEC was. So it's interesting that he's having a good year so far, but he's doing it with 4 stars. I think they got like 20-plus 4 stars, only 1 5-star.
2026 class, USC is looking good right now. Texas, according to Rivals, is number 1 with 4 5-stars. Georgia's got 3 5-stars. Michigan, you know, hey, Michigan's at number 3 right now. Bama's number 4, Oregon 5, Ohio State, Tennessee. Tennessee's fans getting a bit of a heart attack with Penn State sniffing around Josh Heupel.
Yeah, what a debacle the Penn State coaching thing is. But nobody wants that job. There's rumors about why. I know we'll get into it later. But look, Mike, you and I have worked together for a long time. All those stars don't mean anything if you can't develop them.
Right, and now more than ever, it doesn't matter because you could be here today, and by this time next year, they're gone. And we've seen that. You know, a guy doesn't want to wait. You got a helicopter parents are feeling this kid's got a better option somewhere else. We've seen all of that play out. But we'll keep you up to speed on the big stories of the day as far as recruiting. As I mentioned, Rusty will be with us at 5:20. We will take a look at the rankings from last night coming up next segment. We'll give you the daily download. We're here at Falcons headquarters. The story, Bo, and I know you talked about it on the morning shift. First question I'm going to have for Coach Raw is how come they can't fix special teams?
It's the million-dollar question right now. And, you know, I wanted to go back and have a little bit of history because I understand a little bit of the hesitancy to cut bait, as a lot of people have asked about with Marquise Williams. Go back to last year. Kadarrell Hodge is a Pro Bowler from the special teams. How many – big
had to get
plays.
Benched last week.
Well,
that's the thing.
He did show up on the injury report, but he did not. It was a healthy scratch. Why? There's a couple of thoughts. You know, one of the thoughts I had is that you could have a guy like Devin Tompkins who could return kicks and also actually make plays on the offense, something apparently Jamal Agnew is not capable of for whatever reason. But go back and look last year. Kadarrell Hodge himself, he sniffed out 2 fake punts against. He himself made the play zone. He had a touchdown on it with the muff punt of the Saints had. Like, your special teams was good last year, other than at the end, the kicking game, which was whatever you want to believe about Younghoe Koo's injury. So I understand that, but it's just the same mistake over and over again. Guys getting pinned to the inside and then breaking kickoff returns to the outside. It cost you. To me, it cost the special teams cost you 13 points last week if you add in Bradley Pinion's
40-yard dumper on a punt when you needed a good punt.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, being in Berlin, you know, when they needed good field position, you let the Colts get right up to half. I mean, let's be honest, the 50-yard line. I mean, they're halfway there for that drive. We had them down. I know I still argue with Arch all the time about, you know, the idea of rushing 4, rushing 5. I'd rather stick with the pressure and take your lumps in whatever the defense will be in the secondary. They let, you know, the Colts off the hook, special teams, and that one, we've seen it just, and again, in the kicking game, of course, Younghoe Koo did something no one's ever seen on Monday night, but the start of the season, we don't get to overtime because of teams, albeit Younghoe Koo. And like as I said, we don't come on the show like, hey, Carl and I are sitting there like rubbing our hands again, like, let's get somebody fired. But it's a performance-based business, and Marquise is the head of the special teams. And
he's
been here from 2 regimes now, too.
Yeah, but it is, and that's why I brought up that for the most part, under him, special teams have been pretty good. Look, it's never, and we know this, we've talked about this, you and I, it's never one person's fault. There is plenty of blame. The fact that you can't get the kickoffs fixed and returns, I can agree with you that that falls on Marquise. I'm not going to blame Marquise for Bradley Pinion shanking a punt or Jamal Agnew muffing a punt, especially when, A, one of those has been in the league for a long time. He knows better. And the other thing is
yeah, Jamal Agnew's 30 years old. I think he's a rookie.
And it's his – you drive me nuts when you say this – but I'm going to say this.
Say it.
It's his only job is to field punts.
Right.
He doesn't help you at all, and that's why I brought up the offense. He doesn't help you on offense. He doesn't do anything but field a kickoff and a punt. And it's just you can't happen. It's absolutely something that cannot happen. But end of the day, Marquise is going to get blamed because if you don't have the kickoff return, you can just say, well, just Agnew.
Yeah, but like I said, but you know this. You've been around the Falcons for a long, long time. Fair or unfair, and I said this yesterday to a listener, a guy was a basketball coach. He's like, it's the players, man. I go, well, hey, you're the coach, catch. I mean, you catch the heat. And in time immemorial, fair or unfair, it always rolls downhill to the coach. That's where he's going to bear the ultimate responsibility, just like ultimately Raheem is the CEO of the whole shebang. We'll talk to Ra a little bit later today. Chris Lindstrom, as I mentioned, is going to be the player guest. And we'll ask Coach. I know the listeners feel sometimes we don't always get the answers. The question I have, though, for Raheem is the message starting to get stale? When you see, and I know that it's a sports talk kind of topic, we don't know what's going on behind closed doors. For the most part, it's been a solid unit. Nobody rebelled against Arthur Smith when things were going south a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
These guys have been pretty rock solid. But you begin to wonder, though, you know, is why we don't see the execution because guys have tuned out. Now, some of these guys are in no position to tune out. They've got to put some good tape somewhere because they're not going to necessarily be here next season.
Yeah, I don't know how much I buy into people, you know, players are tuning out the head coach because, yeah, the head coach is overseeing everything. But you look at the position meetings, right? Now, Zach is in with the quarterbacks a lot and with the offense as a whole. You know, you have guys like, you know, I can tell you one thing, nobody's tuning out Nate Oley's ass because that defensive line is playing great. No one's tuning out Jaquez Smith's because you look at the edge players. So I don't know where you want to fall. Now, why is the team the one thing that really is you're 1-5 in one score games? All right, and Tampa and Carolina are excelling in those games. Why are you not? That's the question for me. Why do the players, when it's there, like just like with that Bradley Pinion punt, why do we not execute there? Why does David Seals not make that catch? That's what's maddening is you see every week the game come down to making a play, and for some reason we're not making it. How do you figure that out?
This team has got to figure things out quickly because you're running out of weeks, man. I mean, even if you want to get to 500, are you going to be stuck with another year of, unfortunately, you know, watching everybody in the playoffs? And then we'll also get into it later because, you know, Bo and I, we did our pre-show. You can catch it on Twitch and YouTube. It's called Behind the Curtain. And today we were talking about, I said, look, I'd love to hear from Arthur. Bo's like, what's Arthur going to say now that doesn't somehow sidetrack the season? I'll let you say that in your own words. We got Guns N' Roses tickets, guys, to give away. We'll do it early today. But first, let me remind you, Friday, join the morning shift at Publix Highland Station in Smyrna for a special broadcast. Come in, pick up your supplies for the weekend football parties. Say hi to Allie, Mike, and Bo as they broadcast live from the store. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. Morning shift 6 to 9 before you go to work. Swing by Publix at Highland Station over in Smyrna. 92.9 The Game. All right, man. Let's gild those GNR tickets, all right? Oren, you're going to be talking with the Big O today. We'll take caller number 8, the Ocho. You got a pair of tickets right now, 404-726-0929. Guns N' Roses, Axl and Slash and Company on the World Tour, stopping at Truist Park September 19th. Tickets go on sale Friday, December 5th on Ticketmaster.com. But the caller who's number 8, you're going to get them right now. GNR at Truist, good luck. We'll come back. What did the spokesman have to say about those college football rankings? And Brent Key gets a bump. We'll explain.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, man, Dukes and Bell with Squidbilly. Can I still say Squidbilly, or you know officially Bo Morgan?
Oh, I go by both.
All right. Squidbizzle. And hanging out here at Ticketmaster Studios at Flowery Branch, Coach Raheem Morris will join us. Chris Lindstrom's the player guest. Wes will be on later. And then Rusty hanging out. We're all on first-name basis with these people as we're talking about what's going down on signing day. We'll get to the daily download, tell you what the spokesperson – I don't think the spokesperson did a very good job explaining what the College Football Playoff Committee was attempting to do last night. More on that in a second. First, congrats to Steve Smith from Buford right down the road. He was caller number 8 on the Ocho, and he's got tickets for GNR, man. I'm stoked. Gwinnett is popping. It is, and that dude is going. I'm stoked because, with all due respect to Mercedes-Benz, with the acoustics, Truist Park for a hard rock show is the bomb. Metallica at how many years ago was that now? 6-7 years ago?
No, it was
longer than that.
I think it was 18 or 19.
I was hanging out with George Godsey, a former Tech quarterback. He's a tight ends coach with the Ravens. Me and Goose were feeling – we had tickets right behind the Braves dugout. And, yeah, you were at the same show. Mm-hmm. It was Metallica, Avenged Sevenfold, and Volbeat, right?
Yeah.
I got it right?
Yeah.
And that was a killer show. I wonder who's going to be opening for GNR on this one.
I don't know. There's
we've got to wait a year to see this show.
They're doing it a year out now, Mike, because there's the Guns N' Roses at Truist. The AC/DC is going to be at MBS, which the ultimate – kick you in the blank story for me is years ago when AC/DC came, and I know you'll remember this. I said, I'm finally going to pull a string, get sweet tickets to AC/DC. And literally 2 days before, Brian Johnson has the ear, throat thing.
He couldn't hear. He couldn't sing.
Yeah. And he's out for how long?
Oh.
And so they reschedule it with
Axel.
And you know when that show was? It was the last Falcons preseason game that year, and it was next door. And so Amy, my wife, got to go with her friend while I'm sitting there doing the fourth preseason game.
The most meaningless of meaningless games.
Yeah, so the definition of I got screwed.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I didn't go see the Stones this last trip. My feeling is generally if the band is now down to – if half of the original members, more than half, are dead, I'm out. You know, and that's kind of like, I mean, I hate to lose Malcolm, you know,
the
classic rhythm guitarist for AC/DC, but good to hear Brian back because you ever guys, even if you're not a fan of hard rock, it's on that, what is it? I don't even know what the number is on DirecTV or whoever your provider is, but he did that interview show a couple of years ago where Brian Johnson from AC/DC goes around and he talked to everybody. And the best one, Day-Day, he goes and interviews Dolly Parton up in Nashville. He's like, Dolly, you're a treasure. You're a wonderful woman. And she's like, for her husband who's still alive, she goes, my husband loves that. Just what you want to always talk, singing all that devil music. It's so damn funny. It's gold.
I actually saw that Stone show at MBS, 2 years ago. The best thing ever because, look, Mick gets out there. He's like, you know, we got a big election coming up in this country.
Oh, God.
And the entire stadium was like, boo, shut up. We don't care. Play music. And he goes, all right, this next one's called Start Me Up. And he starts doing his thing. And, like, he just went right in. He realized, like, no one cared. No one wanted to hear it.
That's my thing with you, too. It's like, oh, Boner. My dad used to call Bono Boner. So he's like, Bono's making a speech. Time to grab a beer. We were at the Sphere. It's like, you know, if we could all get together. Oh, okay, time to go hit the bathroom. Hey, man, this hour of the show is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. And we're in the 2 o'clock hour, which means it's time for our daily download.
Story number one.
Yeah, man, we got the rankings last night, and no big surprises. Folks were worried about Ole Miss. You ever think they were going to penalize Ole Miss? Because they do get Charlie Weiss Jr. coming back as OC. Either way, they stay where they are.
Yeah, I actually said it on the mic. It's a funny story. You know that your boy Dan Wolkin listens to the radio station because he lives in Atlanta. Right. I said it on the morning shift about 3 weeks ago. He had an article later that day, ironically enough, written about it. I did think that there's a chance, but I'm glad they didn't because Pete Golding is really good defensive coordinator there. He's done a really good job of reviving his career. They deserve to be there. Just like Alabama never should have been behind Notre Dame, and they're in the right spot. Alabama should be in the college football playoff, win or lose, on Saturday.
Now, my thing with Hunter Yurecek, and this is the same athletic director he had to take over for Baylor's AD, who got knocked out of the box because of his hijinks on the sideline and things he was saying to people in the Baylor football program.
Unhinged.
Which got him got. But Yurecek's the same dude who basically said, hey, look, Arkansas fans, I'm sorry. We don't have enough money to support Sam Pittman, and we'll probably never have enough money to compete. So he does, at least then, speak truth. Athletic director is no speak forked tongue, but then he goes to explain the college football playoff rankings. Doesn't make a lot of sense. Here's Hunter Yurecek. First off, if teams not playing in your conference championship weekend, can you still move up or come down?
The management committee during the offseason provided some clarification to some comments that were made last year, and indeed, idle teams can move following the results of the championship games and how they impact the teams that are around those that play in the championship game. And data such as strength of schedule, teams that may be idle. So, yes, teams that are idle can move up or down. Following the championship games, we will re-rank the top 25 teams, and we'll see where they fall.
Now, the one thing which I didn't understand, and I'm with you, Notre Dame and Alabama, I think Alabama plays a tougher schedule than Notre Dame. The only problem is they didn't make the argument the right way. They're talking about, and I was tweeting about this this morning, follow us, Mike Belly, Tail Squidbilly 929, and the thing that made me had to laugh out loud, they're talking about, well, you know, we look at Alabama, and they had a big lead, 17-0 at Auburn. What? Like, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? Game control? Yeah, I mean, they were aggressive, well, and I'm glad they went for it. That was a ballsy move by DeBoer. But I just thought, like, when you're talking about why you'd give them the edge, the committee gave Alabama a little respect for winning that game, getting out early 17-0. Yes, I understand it's a rivalry game. Auburn's 5-7. That doesn't make any sense to me.
What if he just said this? We value a win over Auburn at Jordan-Hare more than a win at Stanford.
Correct. Just say that.
Just say that.
That's all you have to – they always get in their own way because – and these are athletic directors, so they're quasi-politicians. But to me, I mean – now, to some folks, it goes over their head. It don't mean nothing. They'll get the teams they want in the playoff. But the funny thing is Miami looking up at BYU. They put BYU in there as a buffer. There's basically a fall zone right now for Alabama. We'll see. Now, Miami fans, guys, I'm sorry, don't lose to Louisville. Certainly don't lose to SMU the way you did because – Look, I despise Miami as an FSU fan, but the way they handle some of the big moments in the games they lost is why they're not in this.
Yeah, they're on their own worst enemy, just like the College Football Playoff Committee is with their explanations. If you would just say it the truth, just say it exactly how it is. Don't try to BS me. There's not a – who has a better win in the country than Alabama?
Right.
Ask me who has a – I mean, I'm gonna tell me, excuse me, has a better win than going to Athens because Georgia looks like one of,
right,
if not the best in the country.
That's a huge win.
Yeah, it's an enormous win, and Ole Miss has played them tough in there. That's why they're there. You know, the A&M.
And they lose to Oklahoma, who, by the way, is ahead of them, as they should be.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got – this thing is – I know that we have – some say SEC bias. Look, the atmosphere, the competition, just you cannot compare it with the Big Ten or Big 12. You just can't.
No, you
can't. And the ACC's not even in that conversation right now.
Who is the – so you have Ohio State and Indiana in the Big Ten and then Oregon. Other than that, Michigan, and I know USC's in there technically now too, but Michigan didn't look like they belonged on the field last week with Ohio State. Defensively, they're fine. They can't throw the ball. They're running the 1919 offense.
Right. And Steve Sarkisian, you can't lose to Florida. So you can sit there and he's trying to spin the seven ways to Sunday. Sorry, pal, can't have three losses.
Two best teams he played combined 30-plus points they lost by.
Right.
Sorry, 32
Georgia,
points.
Georgia boat raced you, man. Hey, here's one more cut from Hunter Yurecek from Arkansas, head of the College Football Playoff Committee. What happens with Bama if they lose and BYU beats Texas Tech?
It did not, Reese. We will evaluate the results of the championship game after they are all completed over the weekend.
Thanks for nothing.
So they okay, can let's see. Texas Tech would fall a little bit. They'd probably fall to 9. Right.
And then Oregon potentially about not even playing. The benefit of not being in a conference championship game this year could jump up to 4.
Which would be honestly ridiculous if you have 3 Big Ten teams in those spots, basically because of who's Oregon beat. What's the best win on Oregon's schedule?
Oregon got, I thought that Indiana win was certainly most impressive on their schedule, going into Oregon getting the win. We'll talk more about the college football playoff. Story number 2 is right here at Georgia Tech.
Story number 2.
We knew he's going to get a raise, Bo, and today it's official. Brent Key gets a little extra in the envelope until 2030. He certainly earned it. Now, obviously not the way they wanted it to end, and the defense is going to have to get tightened up, and hopefully they're on that recruiting trail this time. We'll talk to Rusty about the job that Tech did on recruiting today as the first part of signing day. But Brent Key, extension through 2030. He gets a $2 million bump, $2.5 million bump. He was making $4 million, now up to $6.5 million. I'm a big fan of It is a shame the last few weeks the way it turned out, but he's certainly got Tech in the right direction.
Yeah, I'm more than a big fan. I absolutely love the guy. He's the best thing that's happened to that school in a long time. And I do believe, I'm not mistaken, along with that, it also has increased investment for the current staff and resources for additional staff. So, in other words, they reinvested into the program of Tech with coaches and getting more assets for him to work with, because think about it, what he's done there is $6.5 million a year, really on the same line with some of the other coaches and where they've had better resources.
And now it's just a matter, I hate they lost Jay Batt as the athletic director, but because I think he got, not that the current doesn't, but getting all the ships, and it seemed like they're all in the same direction. You've been in this town long enough. We've seen Georgia Tech where they're almost like a poor man's Auburn, where you got all the different boosters have different ideas of where the program's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Seems like everybody's funneling the money where it needs to go. So congratulations to Brent. Story number 3, a little NBA.
Story number 3.
And by the way, Daily Download brought to you by Akins Ford, where the end-of-the-year deals start now again at Akins Ford. Chris Paul gets outright released by the Clippers. Look, I don't know what he's got left, but I only need him for about 8 to 10 minutes a game. I know we've sort of had a positionless or pointless point guard situation with the Hawks. I kick the tires on Chris Paul just for a guy down the stretch for a playoff run when Trey's getting a blow.
Yeah, something weird happened with this story. I'd love to know the
actual... Let's call him and Tyron Lue hate each other.
Yeah, well... Chris Paul is well-respected. The thing for me, though, is he's going to have his pick if he wants to go. I imagine he'll chase a championship. Does he think that's here?
Clippers and the Hawks tonight at State Farm Arena. Hear it right here on 92.9 The Game. Hey, he's probably around. You know, get him before he flies back to California. I just like the idea of having a veteran, a little bit of depth. And I know things got sideways with Lou, but I like his style. Hey, man, this hour of the show brought to you guys by Wise Guys Pro Wash. That Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays. Let them do the lights for your dojo, your holidays this year with the guys from Wise Guys. We'll come back. Bo Morgan in for Carl. Talk about the Falcons, man. Where's Kirk Cousins at? Is he where he needs to be with this offense? We'll talk about it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys, from Falcons headquarters, the only radio station broadcasting live inside the Ticketmaster studio. And we'll talk to Coach, and we'll talk to Chris Lindstrom about what's it like getting Kirk Cousins back under center and what he thinks about going on with the squad. I mean, this guy's another one of the most talented players in the league, just like A.J. Terrell, just like Drake London, like Bijan. And unfortunately, it's going to be another year, you know, barring a miracle of no playoffs. So we'll get to that with these guys coming up. Sports Talk Radio right here on 99 The Game, brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Hey, man, Carl's on vacay. Bo Morgan's in today. Squid Bizzle. And, Bo, we were just chatting off the air. Yeah, I need Drake London this week. I mean, yeah, first of all, I need him because we got to beat Seattle, but I need him for my fantasy team, too.
Yeah. At one point in time, he was the only player scoring fantasy points for me. That's how bad my team was. Mm. Yeah, there's and he's out today of practice, as you said, and I think the words were from Ra, he'll play when it's safe. But Ra has a tell. He's like, when they say the guy's week to week, he's out. When they say guy's day to day, it means there's a chance he's going to play, if not play.
Okay.
The only thing.
So your spidey sense, there's a chance?
Well, there's a chance. However.
However.
There's a caveat. Because this is a short. This is going to be a short week. Because we're going to be leaving for Tampa on Wednesday, right? Because we play Thursday. So I would lean towards he's not playing. Only, even though he says he's day to day, only because of the recovery. And that. Listen to the words. When it's safe. Do they think it's safe for him to play and then turn around and be on a short week and try to play again? I would lean towards no. So right. I think he'll be back Thursday.
By the way, just we don't have to talk a lot of fantasy football once we get into the season. We talk about it, you know, pre-draft and everything. But I got Omarion Hampton maybe coming off IR this week for charges, which is a big one for me.
Yeah.
And then the question, I started my season with Jaden Daniels. Of course, I had to release him. And now there's a chance, same situation up there in D.C. with Quinn. But is it even worth risking putting Jaden Daniels out there for the last five games?
That's the conundrum. I heard you and Carl and I went back and forth off the air about the Ronald Acuna stuff and saying not play him. And I think it's ridiculous because players play, right? That's what they do.
How about in Venezuela?
well, that's what I said to Carl. I said,
I don't like that.
I said, well, he's going to play in winter ball, so unless you can tell me he's not playing in winter ball.
And that's a mistake by the Braves, I think.
Well, I think it's probably in the contract. And they probably don't have control of that. And right. I would tell you this, I don't want to use however twice in the same segment. But however, if he gets a new deal soon and I give him top tier, like top guy money, Bryce Harper money, he ain't playing winter ball anymore. That's going to be written into the contract because I'm paying you more than enough to have a little bit of control over that with you being injury prone. But back to the Jaden Daniels thing, look, we say it with Michael. The best friend to a quarterback is playing. You know, Matthew Stafford looks like Tom Brady right now, but with a better arm and a slightly more mobile because he's I can't remember who said it, but somebody was asked years ago, a quarterback, why are you looking at retiring? And he said, why would I retire? I just got the answers to the test. It's become so much easier the more you play at quarterback. That's the one position that gets better. So maybe it would behoove them to let him play just from the experience standpoint.
That's what, you know, Bobby Hebert, we're good friends with Bobby. We'll have him on one more time before we play the Saints at the end of the season. But Bobby was always, I love the quote. He goes, you know, Bobby is, you know, it's amazing. I can see everything as the play's developing. Now my body can't do the job because by the time you get to be like, you know, where Tom Brady was,
yeah.
You know, where Aaron Rodgers was, he ain't there no more. You know, it's, boy, what a Steelers situation. Oy.
Can I ask you about that real quick?
Yeah.
Did you see the Bosa sack?
Yes.
Did it look like he ended Aaron Rodgers? Like Aaron Rodgers looked finished after that.
I said he looked like that famous black and white photo of Y.A. Tittle.
Yeah.
When he's bleeding. He's got his helmet off at Yankee Stadium. My dad's favorite Giants. Anyway, but Y.A. Tittle just looked like he was just beaten down and done. Yeah, Rodgers. And then, of course, being Aaron Rodgers, if you missed it, you know, in classic passive-aggressive, you know, I need everybody in that wide receiver room, you know, and I switch to a play and guy doesn't know where it's at. But, hey, you know, we'll get back to work. We'll do what we do.
But hold on. Hold on a second. Isn't that what we – that's what we want, though. Because as fans, we get mad when and I'm – look, I'm a fan, too. You know that. You've known me for a really long – I wasn't always traveling with the Falcons. But as fans, we get mad when Ross says, oh, we got to get back to it and figure out how to fix it. Yet when Aaron Rodgers says – when I checked – and he does say it passive-aggressive. You're right there. But when he says – well, you know, when I check to a play, I need all the guys to be on the same page. But we get mad at Aaron for saying, well, you can't call out your teammates. But when Rob, our coach, protects their play, tell me the truth.
The closest we've gotten, Coach Rod, to calling guys out is I heard the soundbite this morning on your show. He didn't say Kyle. He said Pitts. So that was like, that's.
Yeah.
Now, again, like, I'm not trying to. I've known Raheem for a number of years. I can just tell you this. When you stop using first names, that's about as edgy as Ra's going to get as far as. Because I asked him about this a few weeks ago. I said, it's got to drive you crazy. I asked Zach Robinson a week ago. I said, you know, you dial up a play like in Berlin, it's executed flawlessly, and the player doesn't execute. And you might have been up 7-0, put the pressure on Daniel Jones. Completely different game. Remember, you got the stop on the fourth down, you flip the field, boom. And Pitts, of all the guys, and I've said this before, but Bo hasn't worked with me in a while, Kyle Pitts is literally the embodiment of everything that drives you crazy about this Falcons team. The athleticism, but the uneven effort and the lack of quality and constant execution.
He looked as good Sunday as a receiver as we've seen from him in a long time, the way he was running with the football. But then guess what? You get an effort, which on a play that Bijan Robinson probably scores on if he just stands in front of Will McDonald. Instead, he gives like an Odele shoulder, like he doesn't want to be there. It's maddening. I'm over-talking about or hearing about him as far as the potential. If you just use him right. If I have to scheme you up in the NFL – you're not right.
No, and, you know, it's, the thing is, guys that are first-round picks always get it. I said, you know this, but Carl and I talk about it all the time. They always have a shelf life. If you're a first-round pick, you may actually get two or three different cracks at it because somebody says, it's like the guys, you know, we've all been there. I know I was the guy that every girlfriend thought they could fix. You can't fix me. I'm broken. You know, Becky fixed me. I was 45 by the time I got fixed. If somebody can fix him, I don't mean like neuter him. I mean fix him. I mean, you know, get the most out of him. God bless and go with God if you can.
Yeah.
Because you get that space between his ears. And I love talking. You know, guys, it's funny. The listeners always think, oh, I can't believe Kyle Pitts talks to you. Guys, these guys get it. They know it's performance-based. They hear the heat. They're acutely aware of all the criticisms. But Kyle can sit down and, like, talk with us and talk about what he needs to do. But I love talking to the guy. He's a family guy and all that. But, man, he just – the unicorn stuff that came out. And it's – yeah, it's not his fault. He was drafted fourth. Sorry, dude. You're drafted fourth overall because there are expectations. And you never met them.
And he showed that he could do it. He lined up at Florida and just beat other SEC athletes, right? Week in and week out, embarrassed them. Look – the reason why guys will sit down and talk is we don't make it personal. You never make it personal. Like, you know, some of the things that fans get mad about us not asking, that's why guys will come back and sit down with us, because we understand how to talk. You learn what you can and can't do. You sit here and talk. Now, if I sat here and said something derogatory about right. Kyle Pitts, well, no, he's never going to sit down with us. That's the thing. That's the hardest thing to do is it's hard to be real about things and then – I don't know, be in an elevator in a hotel with a guy. Because right. sometimes those floors go a long way up, and, I mean, I'm the smallest guy in the room.
But that's the thing. I mean, we had a guy a couple weeks ago, you guys going to kiss Raheem's butt? Like we've ever kissed anybody's butt. We ask direct questions. You know, might not get the answers. But you also, and we talked about, you know, the civility or lack of civility, which is driven by social media and people who say things like the Eagles fans that were egging their OC's house. Would you ever, any one of you guys have the balls to look that man face to face and tell him you didn't like the job he's doing?
Well, I don't know. Eagles fans are built a little bit differently.
Yeah,
they did attack Santa Claus, Mike.
That is true. They are wired differently. But the thing with, we try to be civil because we're going to be here all season. But, you know, I've told Ra, I mean, if I owned the team, he'd be gone. I would fire everybody. And we had this discussion today on the pre-show. And the question was about Arthur Blank. And should Arthur Blank address the fans? Now, Jerry Jones does like two radio shows each week in Dallas, talks in circles. But and by the way, things are actually starting to turn for the Cowboys. But what about Arthur? What's your argument for Arthur? You're okay with him not saying anything about the 25 season?
Well, yeah. Now? No. Yeah. And December 3rd, I don't need Arthur Blank. to really, what is he going to say that makes me feel better? He's not going to tell
you. Rest assured, Falcon fans, we're evaluating this team, and there's going to be some tough decisions made when this season's over.
And that's it.
Thank
and
you. I'm off the blank, and I approve this message.
Yeah, either that or something is, you know, he's going to take so many questions that then it's going to be something like Falcon for life, and now – Well, now you have a so well, there's no good that comes,
you know,
of it, Mike.
7 years ago, when you talk about Julio wants a Braves after 2 years, and Arthur's, you know, takes all the leverage away from Thomas Dimitroff. You're right. That's for those who don't remember, because not everybody has been here in Atlanta. But that's when Arthur goes, Julio will be a Falcon for life, which, okay, not a good idea, because after he signed the contract, he played 11 games.
Well, and that was a breakdown. That's all under the conference. But it's frustrating when I need to hear this. What are they going to tell you? You know, it's bad, but most good owner is not going to go there and say, yeah, I think Raheem's been terrible. And then now, who wants to go work for a guy like that, right?
Well, I mean,
you
got to
be careful with what you do.
But I think there's also but the flip side of it, for the fans in the stands and the fans, you know, whether you're in the stands or you're just at home on your TV and you're a lifelong Falcon fan, there's just a sense right now of futility, of spinning your wheels. And it's like, wow, I mean, they don't know where this is going. I mean, you're right. If you're going to fire a guy, you're not going to say, well, don't worry, guys, we're going to fire Raheem after this.
Yeah, he's going anyway, so don't worry about him.
But the fans, I mean, that's why we'll see it in the stands. How many folks are not going to show up this week for Seattle? You saw the stands last week or 2 weeks ago for Carolina. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of folks who are just like, and look, I always go, I paid for the tickets. I'm never going to sell my tickets to somebody who might be from another stadium. I mean, another fan base. I'm going to ride with it. But, you know, like, I get it. And for some folks, it's a way you recoup your PSL. But there's just a feeling of just, man, 8 seasons, bro. And that's the thing, bro. 8 years without the playoffs. And then to have the same mistakes kind of rear their ugly head, like special teams. The 5-game losing streak when the Bucks were losing 3 games. We had a chance to really turn it around, and they couldn't push the right buttons.
Trust me, I'm and you know that I'm aware. I mean, you know how frustrating it is when I start working at way early in the morning, especially on the road. I'm all weekend away. I'm up there. I'm doing a game, and now I'm like, hey, Arch, let's go down and do the post-game interviews where – no one's going to be happy, and we've got to ask the same. You got to ask the same questions, and we just got to hear what you hear. Yeah, it's frustrating. We feel frustration too. Do you think it's not fun for me doing playoff games? I had more fun than ever in 2016 until the fourth quarter of that game,
right?
Because of, you know, you're in big games or the atmospheres. I mean, but you know, it's not like people aren't trying to fix it. It's like you said earlier about you said it. It's perfect. You said, what do you ask? What do you say when you're Zach Robinson? You put a guy up to bat, and he can't make the play. I bet you Marquise Williams is saying the same thing in meetings rooms right now, and right. And it's frustrating for them too. But I just don't know what you're going to hear from Arthur Blank on December 3rd that makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
I would just like to hear him, if nothing else. And this is where, you know, I was arguing with a listener the other day about this. Like, you don't know you anything. I'm like, well, I mean, I do pay for my season tickets. I just like to say, I understand your frustration. We're all frustrated. We're hoping we can get things turned around, but rest assured, yeah, you know, if we can't get to where I think this team needs to be, they will be drafted. Like, I get it. It's window dressing. It's a PR comment. But some fans out there like me, I just need something. Something from the guy that signs the checks.
You know what? And it would help people like you. And then there's the cynical, more cynical people.
Right, everybody.
Because you're a little cynical.
Right.
Eight years
and no playoffs get you angry.
Well, they're like, oh, what does that mean? Oh, that's a stupid comment. That just means nothing to me. Oh, you know what that means? Oh, same old, same old, same old. And so I don't think you're going to please everyone with whatever you say. I just think that there's more potential bad to come of a statement on December 3rd than good, because you get, what are you going to say? I give him full confidence. Well, you know what the AD full confidence thing means nothing.
Right. The dreaded vote of confidence. Mentioned Kirk Cousins talking about him. I like where he's been, man. I think he hit guys in the hands at the end of the Jets game, and guys couldn't make plays. I know a contested catch for Pitts. Sills couldn't, unfortunately, make the catch when it mattered most. Mooney's been MIA. But I think, you know, I thought certainly a week ago against the Saints, Cousins doesn't look bad. I mean, I don't know. Was it because he was late? Because they thought Penix was going to play late in the week as far as prep for the Dolphins game? Because there was no connection with Cousins and the wide receivers in that game.
I think I got an answer for you on the other side of the break.
All right, we'll give it to you, man. It is Dukes and Bell with Bo Morgan in for Carl. Carl's on a big vacay. So it's Mike Bell and friends, everybody. Tomorrow, Stephen Steak Shapiro, cha-cha. They're putting Steak and I in an environment with alcohol. This could be a recipe for disaster. We're going to be at Buffalo's in Cumming off of 400. It's going to be a blast. We always get a great crowd at Buffalo's. There's a Squid, have you ever been up to that bar? There's a cast of characters. It's like Cheers. I mean, it really is. And we got a great crew. So we look forward to seeing you guys, you knuckleheads, up there at Buffalo's with Steak in for Carl tomorrow. We'll come back. 4th and 1, more on Cousins and where he's at here on Duke's Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.